Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 167 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about gay stereotypes.
Okay. Well, first thing let's talk about, I guess, not a stereotype, I just went there, but I went to New Jersey for a little bit.
Because you adore your mother.
Yes, I transferred my mother from living in New Jersey back to living in Kansas with us, just to torture you. Now, she's not living with us, but she's here with us now, so. But that was an exciting trip. It was a whirlwind of a trip. I was there for 3 days and then took four, left Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to drive back.
So that was like, what, an hour?
Yeah, pretty much. Now it's a long drive, and it's a long, very boring drive when your mother suffers from dementia.
But you could have listened to our podcast and kept yourself entertained the entire time.
Yeah.
There's 160 episodes.
Yeah, but I don't want to listen to myself. I listen to my own thoughts in my own head all the time. I don't want to listen to them actually being spoken. But it was a good trip. Got Mom here safe and sound, so I'm happy to be home with you. You look like you'd rather you've seen a ghost. Nothing else?
Nope.
Okay, so I guess we'll get on with the show then.
What is a stereotype?
I don't know. What is a stereotype?
It is a printing term.
Okay.
You remember at Cowtown when we went to the print office, they had all the little boxes with the little letters in them that they would put together and make a newspaper.
Yeah.
That is called movable type.
Okay.
If they want something that's more permanent, like, I don't know, like Bible pages that aren't going to change, they make lead
press.
I don't know what you call them that they use to print from.
Okay.
So they won't fall apart, and they don't have to be reset and everything. They can just keep them forever.
Keep doing it forever.
And they stay the same forever, and they're called stereotypes.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're going to go more of the direct stereotype route, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why have we never talked about stereotypes before?
Good question.
Yeah, something.
I would have sworn that we have.
Mm.
It seems like we've kind of touched on the subject.
Yeah.
I remember the one about things that heterosexual men won't do because they think it looks gay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that seemed to pander to stereotypes.
But yeah.
We didn't actually do an episode just on stereotypes.
Okay. All right. Gay men in movies are violent and murderous.
What was the name of that Alfred Hitchcock movie about the
Psycho?
The gay couple that went murdered people.
I don't know. I've never seen that one.
That's usually considered the standard for that type of genre.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, I know of Psycho,
it's
the
It's
Bird.
A famous movie, but I just can't think of the name of it.
Hmm. Interesting. Sorry. My eyes itching. Yeah, I don't know.
But there's tons of movies with gay psychopaths.
Well, any movie nowadays is violent and murderous.
So the gays are always violent and murderous in the movies?
No. But I'm just saying most movies are violent and murderous nowadays.
Oh, yeah, because in America you can't have sex, but you can butcher people and shoot them all you want.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a silly statement, I think. It's the only thing that gay men are in are violent movies and murderous movies.
Perhaps people whose only image of gay people is those movies have a distorted view of us.
Yeah. Gay men are indecisive. I have no
you
idea
think?
What you're talking
oh, I don't
about.
Know.
Hey, you're not the best either, so I don't want to hear it from you either.
What do you think?
What do I think? I don't know. What do you think? I know I'm indecisive, so I'm not even going to raise an argument.
You're not going to get a pass on that?
No. I'm not even going to look for it, because I know it's not true. All right.
And you're the archetype of gay.
Yeah. All right. Bisexuals are gay, but are afraid to admit it. But What do you think?
Rings a little true.
I think so, yeah.
I don't think it is,
though. I don't think it is either, but it does kind of...
Probably because every gay person you know has said, well, for a while I just told people I was bisexual because it was easier.
Yeah, I told people I was bisexual for the longest time. And then I'm like, oh, I like dick too much. You know, who am I kidding? So, yeah.
All right. Although I don't recall ever saying that.
But you were you were bisexual?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gay men are promiscuous.
Is it a stereotype when it's true?
No, if it's true.
You're promiscuous, right?
I don't think so. Why are you looking at me like that? I mean, I could be.
In your life, how many different people have you had sex with?
You. That's it. I'm sticking to it. I don't know. I don't count. A lot. So I guess I'm not promiscuous.
More than a dozen?
Yes.
See, a lot of gay guys would have that many in a weekend.
Yeah, see, I'm not like that. Yeah. Have you?
Have I?
Yeah.
Not this weekend.
Shut up. Jerk off. I can't with you today. I can't. Did you save it all up while I was gone? All right.
Gay men cannot commit to a relationship.
I think we did pretty all right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're committed until maybe this past weekend.
Or be committed.
Yeah. So I think that's not true.
Perhaps that's why they call it a stereotype.
Yeah. Okay. Gay lesbians are always butch. No, not true. That's why they call them lipstick lesbians.
I don't know any, do you?
Lipstick lesbians?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They're rare. It's like finding a missing, like the white albino alligator. No, yeah, I don't know. I don't believe in the whole, I don't know.
So butch dykes can't wear lipstick, I guess.
I guess not, yeah.
I don't know, we shouldn't talk about lesbians because we don't.
We
don't really know any.
No, we don't. Don't want to offend anybody.
Oh, when would that ever stop us?
All right. Gay men are never butch.
Because they're not lesbians.
I knew you were going to say something smart. Well, that's not true.
You're pretty butch, aren't you?
I think so. I don't try to be butch, though. I mean, I just try to be myself. But I come...
You just wear leather and flannel all the time.
I have people that come say that I act very straight, so... Something, I just be me.
Is that a compliment?
I don't know. Like I said, I just be me, that's all. You know, I don't try to be any specific way. Okay.
Gay men don't like sports.
I freaking hate sports. Yeah, that's not true. I am the direct opposite of that statement. So, man, you can testify to that.
I don't know. Do you like sports? Do you even watch sports?
Not at all. Not at all.
So. Is there anything on TV that you watch that isn't sports?
Not really. Not really. That's all I watch today. Okay. So which one are we on now?
Gay men love the theater. The theater.
Hello. Yes. That's a stereotype. I mean, I couldn't tell the last time I've even been to the theater.
So you're not a thespian?
No. No. I have nothing against it. I just not... I don't know. I'm not associated with it, so I don't think anything... You know what I mean?
I have a story about that.
Hmm.
When I worked at the ticket office in town...
Yeah.
One day, they assigned me with a volunteer at the door, and she was reading a script. And I asked her if she was a thespian, and she says, "What did you ask me?"
Oh, my God. Jesus. She told her, quit acting like her panties in her own bunch.
Thespian, with a P.
With a P. Thespian. Thespian. Wow. People getting all upset about nothing. Silly, silly people. All right.
Gay actors can never be a leading man.
Not true.
How many do you know?
Gay actors that are leading men?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any personally, but wasn't Rock Hudson considered a leading man?
Mm-hmm.
And he was
Did
gay.
Anybody know he was gay?
I don't know.
Not until he died.
I thought people in Hollywood knew.
In Hollywood?
In Hollywood. Mm,
yeah, they helped him cover it up.
So, I don't know.
The first gay leading man that I can think of was in Bros.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what was his
name?
Can't
think of his name.
I can't think of either one of their names right now.
Well, Billy. And then Billy something. Billy. Madison, though.
Irish or. It,
yeah.
Yeah, and I can't think of the other guy's name either. Mm-hmm. So they must be really known as leading men since we can't remember their names.
Yeah, really.
I don't know. It's a stereotype, but unfortunately it's true.
Mm-hmm. Very, very untrue. Or very sad that it's true. Hmm. But what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
I need light. Alexa, turn on the dining room light. And then there was light. Okay.
14.
Okay. Gay men are overdramatic.
You think?
You think so? I think anybody can be overdramatic, though. But I do think gay men do tend to be a little more... Hey, you know, all that crap.
Is it okay to lean into the stereotype?
I guess, if you want to. I mean, why?
I guess as long as that's the way you really are. And,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, there are some guys who just never had the luxury of being in the closet.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So then you think they overdo it just to overdo it?
Because they can.
Yeah.
Hmm. Possibly.
Yeah. It's a thought.
Lesbian women fall in love too easily.
I think they just like sharing mailboxes.
You told a joke.
Yes, I did. No, I don't think that's true.
What's the most famous lesbian joke in the world?
Isn't it always about their move-in dates?
Yeah, what does a lesbian take on a second date?
You, a toaster?
A U-Haul.
A U-Haul, okay. Yeah, but it's so true. I can't argue it. I mean, that's all I got to say about that.
It's got to be a stereotype because it's on this list.
Okay. There, lesbians got to pass. Hmm. Gay men have a better fashion sense than heterosexuals.
Well, duh.
Yeah, that's true. There's no reason to even talk about that one. Gay men love shopping.
Yeah, I'm definitely one of those.
You shop a lot, though.
On Amazon?
Yeah, but it's still shopping.
I am not driving all over town to get the exact thing that I want.
Oh, I know.
No,
I know.
No.
I know. But, yeah.
And as a result, we get a delivery from Amazon just about every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gay men love disco.
Do you know what 25th century bumper stickers say?
No.
Disco still sucks.
It should. Gay men, I never liked disco in the first place, but, so. Gay men have limp wrists.
All of them.
All of us do? Hmm.
Remember when we went to Wild Lights at the zoo, and I had you take your picture next to one of those things, and the bear had this limpest wrist?
Mm-hmm. It was like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that.
That matches the stereotype of a bear just so much.
All right.
They're just like the gay bears, there are some men that look incredibly hot, mm-hmm. and then they open their mouth and talk, and chiffon falls out.
Yeah. Yeah. What's his name? The porn actor he liked was like that. What was his name?
Oh, Jack Radcliffe.
Yeah.
He sounded more like Kermit the Frog, though.
No, okay. That's funny. I need Kermit. All right. Gay men have gaydar and can instantly recognize other gay men.
I think I've proven over and over and over again that's not true.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there were guys who were right in front of me and I never saw it.
Oh, really?
And, of course... From time to time, you really got a peg on somebody, and he starts talking about his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Then he's sucking your dick an hour later. Sorry. I don't know if that was appropriate or not. Oh, well.
Speaking of, gay men are hedonistic and hypersexual.
Yeah. Well, I guess I got nothing to say about that, huh? All right.
It's true.
Yeah. Gay men are always lusting after heterosexual men.
Also true.
Yeah.
or at least the heterosexual men all think that.
Yeah, that's very true.
Sometimes they pretend like they're disgusted that a guy is looking at them, but then they get mad when they won't look at them.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Okay.
Gay men are festive and party too much.
Of course. That's what we do. Not me and you. So
yeah, we're the prime examples of festive.
Yeah, they haven't been by this household recently.
So come by this house at 9 p.m. and find us in bed. That's how festive we are.
Exactly. So once they come out of the closet, gay men can never go back.
Is that a stereotype, really?
I guess so.
I don't think that's true. Try somebody who their work sends them to Dubai for a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not really by choice. That's by...
Well, it doesn't say anything about choice here.
That's true. Hmm. Okay.
I think that's survival sometimes.
Yeah. Gay men abuse recreational drugs. I think everybody abuses recreational drugs. That's why they're called recreational drugs.
Hmm.
Gay men always have a fag hag friend.
You do.
I do.
I don't think I do.
I mean...
Maybe somebody at work.
Yeah, maybe.
Hmm.
So, gay men are pedophiles. That pisses me off. No, we're not.
When I was too young to come out,
mm-hmm.
I was always interested in men who were much older than me, and if I had been very persuasive, I don't know, I might have gotten one in trouble, but I never did that.
Yeah.
In theory, you see, like, porn stars who go to jail for having sex with but most of the time, when you actually look at the case, this underage child was like 17.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
They have to have a cutoff point somewhere, I guess. I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't know.
We're just trying to get this done, right?
No, we're still into it. Gay men are pedophiles, we're just that. So we're gay haters and are secretly gay themselves. Gay haters are secretly gay themselves. Okay, sorry.
Doesn't that seem true?
Yeah. The ones that are biggest, that seems to be like the biggest anti-gay people always seem to be getting caught.
Especially in Congress.
Yeah. Taking it or giving it somehow. Mm-hmm. Busy on Grindr. Yeah. Some bathroom stall somewhere. So.
But even personally, bullies that you knew in high school, I mean, they're always the first to throw their ankles to the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That. It's still a stereotype, even though it's true.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Lesbians always stay friends with their exes.
It seems to be true. I mean, every lesbian I
that have, seems very unnatural to me.
I mean, best friends with them too, and then like the next one comes on, they all become friends. It's like it's weird. It's like kind of like Amy Farfel and Big Bang Theory. How their menses are just like, you know, it's weird.
More proof that we should not be talking about lesbians.
No, exactly.
The only thing we know about them are stereotypes.
Mm-hmm. Drag queens are transsexuals.
Not true.
No. Okay.
So I guess we're moving on.
No. I mean, that's what you wanted to say. I mean, you have anything to add to it?
People who believe that just don't know any.
Mm-hmm.
Drag is not a, I don't want to say lifestyle, but drag is a performance.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Victor Victoria, at the end of the performance, the drag queen would pull their wig off and it was like a big shock. Oh, this wasn't really a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's what drag is.
Yeah. Whereas transsexuality.
It's not living a particular way. It's performing a particular way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gay men gravitate to cities and avoid urban communities.
Mm-hmm.
This might just be convenience.
Yeah.
Because it's simply easier to move to the big city where you'll be accepted.
Yeah.
And not made fun of and derided for being what you are.
Being different, yeah.
There is a magazine, and I think it's still in production, called RFD.
Oh, yeah?
And it is for the opposite of urban gays, for rural gays.
Oh, okay. That'd be interesting to read.
It's not like a porn magazine. It's
an actual.
I don't know that I've. I mean, I know of it, but I don't know that I've ever read it ever.
Okay.
I've never seen it at a newsstand or anything.
Interesting.
Gay men are better educated. Of course we are.
We're better all the way around.
I know definite exceptions to that
rule. Oh, yeah. Well, it's with anything. So.
There are stupid people everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah. So.
Although, I think I may have mentioned this recently, not on the podcast, but just in conversation, that people really are smart. At least the people I work with are smart.
Okay.
The reason I think we point out stupid people and make fun of them is because they're kind of rare.
Oh, okay.
Don't you?
That makes sense. They just stand out more because they are so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
That could be true.
And in the community that I ran around with when I was active in the gay community, those were all very smart people who... we're dealing with a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the dumb people just didn't sign up for that.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, you don't want the
dumb
people.
They were the ones that drank themselves into a stupor every night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the last one.
Is it?
Yep. Do you want to hear a joke?
Of course I do. What is it?
How many lesbians does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know. How many?
7. 1 to change it, 3 to organize the potluck, and 3 to film an empowering documentary.
That's good. That's cute. All
right. Once again, we know nothing about lesbians.
No, nothing at all. All right.
This was episode 166 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.